Hello, chicken noodle scoopers.
Nah, that was welcome stupid. Back to it. When I tell you she brainstormed this for 5 minutes, she's like, I don't know what I'm going to call them. I was so excited, expecting some fun little name, you know, like Harry on Too Hot to Handle, some cheeky little possums. No, chicken noodle scoopers. At least like Tostito right. Scoopers would have been funnier.
Okay, well, here, how is this? Ready? 3, 2, 1. I'm going to keep all this in. If for everybody listening, this is how we start our podcast. Welcome back to the podcast, my little cauliflower heads.
There we go.
Okay, anyways, I'm Lexi.
And I'm Gabby.
And we're the Fuller Sisters. So welcome back to another episode. Once again, we are doing a late-ish night recording because Gabby goes to Camp Geneva this weekend. So we need to record. It's Thursday night, 9 p.m. And we're going to answer your juicy questions, questions we've avoided, all of that good stuff. You ask, we answer. So, roll the intro music.
Order's up. The scoop is hot and ready to be served. Chicken noodle scoop.
I know. You see. Somehow.
Okay,
I've
really
been counting 3, 2, 1 all day. That has been getting in my head. Anyway, like she said, we are doing a questions we've avoided episode, but that is in quotation marks because honestly, I feel like there's not many stuff we have avoided. I feel like we're very open on the podcast, but just stuff that you feel like we've never really answered before. I feel like we're not really hiding anything. It's just you want a clear-cut answer, and we're going to give it to you. Lexi's cracking up looking at herself right now because her curtain bangs are just hanging in front of her face.
I'm laughing so hard. Okay, so before we get into this episode, let's get into the weekly scoop. Gab, I'll let you go first. You got a long story to tell.
Well, I mean, it's not that long. Okay, oh my God, Cloud just brought me back 2 toys in his mouth. You're advanced now, buddy. Okay, anyway, speaking of Cloud, so on Tuesday, Cloud had a vet appointment at 11:15 a.m. It was just a puppy checkup. He's like a year and 4 months now, and he was due for his like yearly checkup a few months ago, but because obviously everything is kind of crazy, it was a little pushed back. So we went for his appointment. His appointment was at 11:15. I must say we were running a little bit late. I dropped him off at 11:20, but they took him from my car at 11:20. They don't let humans in the building at all. So they came up to my car, took the dog at 11:20, and I was like, I had to edit a video. I had so much work to get done, and the vet is like 25 minutes away. So I was like, it's not worth it to drive all the way home, start doing work, and then just get a call to come back. Because I was like, it's not a long appointment. Like, they just have to give him some shots, check him out, and be good to go. I asked the guy how long it was going to be. He's like, it shouldn't be too bad. We have a few sick dogs in there that are going first, and then it's his turn. So then he'll be out after that. And I was like, okay, so I'll just wait. So I'm sitting in my car, edit a full video. All of a sudden, 2:30 rolls around. I hear nothing. My mom at this point is like, nothing? Like, you're still there? And I'm like, yep, I'm still there. She's like, okay, I'm over it. I'm calling. She calls Banfield, where he was. This is 2:45 now. They have not even taken him in. He was next in line at 2:45. 3.5 hours later, and my dog was still not helped. And I'm just sitting here in the car. But first of all, like, Cloud is not a crate dog. He's not crate trained at all. So, like, where did they have my dog for 3 hours? And why? You're not going to tell me that you're super behind. You're not going to cancel my appointment or just tell me to show up later. Like, you're going to take my dog from my car at the time I get there and not see him for 3 more hours and not even notify me of this, not tell me, whatever. I was fine with that. So then I was like, whatever. They're like, we can get him in next. He'll be in and out within the hour. And I was like, cool. I've already stayed this long. Might as well wait another hour. It was, so that would have gotten him done at 3:30, which I had to be at the gym at 5. And again, like I said, it's 25 minutes away. Now we're pushing into rush hour, like just getting stressful. So then 3:30 we call and we're like, all right, we were told that he was going to be done in an hour. And they're like, oh, he's like finishing up now. He's not done yet. We'll call you back. Didn't call us back. We called again and they're like, okay, he's done. Come to the window. We'll bring him out. Then I stand by the window for 15 minutes. There's no one at the front desk, so I can't even like get anyone's attention. No humans to be seen at all. Can't find my dog anywhere. The door's locked. No one's coming out. Finally, 15 minutes later, I call again and I'm like, at this point, like so angry because there's already been issues with Banfield before of like, we pay for his monthly like puppy plan and they're supposed to be giving us like heartworm and flea meds every month and we have not gotten them more than like 2 months. So just so much waste of money. don't recommend, but anyway. So I call and I'm like, I was told to come to the door. I've been here 15 minutes now and no one has brought my dog out. They're like, okay, we'll bring him out right now. This lady comes out, literally just like throws the dog at me in his one heartworm pill and says, here's his pill. Did not give me any information of what they did to him. I don't even know if they gave him shots. I don't know what shots they gave him. They're supposed to tell you how to like care for them just in case he has a reaction. Like, they told me nothing. Have no idea what they did to my dog. If they even did anything to my dog, or if they just let him sit in a kennel for 3 hours like they did at the beginning. It was awful. Don't recommend. And then I posted it on my story because I was like, I made an appointment. It was just, you guys know how it is. And I did, like, I was happily sitting in my car for 3 hours until they told me that he didn't even get helped yet. Like, I wouldn't have been mad if he was in it. Okay, anyway, I'm rambling. Besides the point, I put on my story that, like, it was such a terrible experience. And I got, my DMs were flooded with people that have had terrible experiences at Banfield. And all, like, everyone was recommending me not to go back. So, just a PSA, if you have a pet, look into a different vet than that one.
See, anyway, it's so weird because I take Lola to Banfield here and they're amazing.
I know. And we had like decent first appointments when he was a puppy. And then ever since COVID and their new rules, it has been a disaster. But I mean, I get it. Things are rough, but that it's not an excuse to like not notify the customer of what the heck you're doing to the dog. And then ever since then, I've just been super busy trying to get everything ready for Geneva, but I'm really excited to go to Geneva. So next week's weekly scoop will have that information in it. And that is pretty much all. So Lexi, what did you do this week? Nothing. Didn't think so.
I had a lot of tests. Gabby's really rude. Sean, like, full-fledged started his business. So we can finally announce Buffalo Trade Works. Go check it out on Instagram. He's making a bunch of really cool woodworking pieces, so you can send him a DM for a custom order on that. So that's been exciting. We've been kind of just trying to figure all that stuff out. Lola's doing better this week. I ordered a bunch of, I mean, I feel like I've gotten a package every single day, so that's kind of exciting. My Zara jeans that I've been waiting for do not fit. That was really a day rumor. I'm going to buy them off of her. Yeah, and I ordered another pair, and it says they'll hopefully be here Monday, so we will see about that. Let's see, what else did I do this week? Dad came up last night. Him and Sean went golfing today, so it was nice to have him stay over and we just kind of like hung out. And that's about it. I have nothing exciting to share. I still have a rental car. They still have not fixed my car. I am debating on trading it in or selling it to get a different car. We will see. I need my social media income to be a little bit more consistent before I have a car payment, because right now, not that I can't afford it, I can, I just don't want to when I have a car that's fully paid off, that's functional, you know? That's just how I think about it. But yeah, that's about it this week. So why don't we jump on into the questions and get it going? First one is for Gabby. Gabby, are you secretly dating somebody? Are you talking to anyone? Give us the scoop.
Am I secretly dating someone? No. Am I talking to someone? If talking is in quotation marks, no. Am I having conversations with people? Yes. Multiple people?
Yeah.
Yes. Like I said in my video, I've literally never dated. I've never gone through this stage, so I'm just playing out the options.
But she's not even doing that because COVID, so she's just texting people.
Right. I mean, I'm just having conversations, feeling out the vibes. I mean, a lot of the people that I'm talking to, more like my most frequent communications don't live here, so I don't even have the option to see them. But yeah, no, there's no secrets there. I feel like I'm very open about that situation, just talking to you guys through it. There's really nothing secret going on at all. There's no tea on that one.
I mean,
there's a little bit of tea that just like the people I'm talking to.
Okay, so there's another question that says, which influencers, TikTokers, famous people slid into your DMs? I feel like you can give away a couple of those now because you're not really like talking to them.
Okay, well, the TikToker that slid in my DMs was Hootie Hurley, which we still Snapchat every now and then, but that was never even flirty. That was more so just friends. But that
business was like the talk, first, I feel like.
That was the first, like, I was probably the first person that slid into my DMs being single that I was like, whoa. Now, ever since then, different story. It's like a new professional athlete.
Yeah, but it's like not like there's only two professional athletes that are like actual names that people would know. I feel like the other ones, no offense if you're listening to this, but nobody knows who you are. Like they're just on the team or they're on like a lower level team.
The up and coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are two professional athletes that are very known. And then just, yeah, it's fun. I get the verified check mark in my DMs every now and then. I'm like, what sport do you play? A lot of them are hockey. A lot of them are soccer players, which are two sports that I've never gotten into. I don't really watch, but we got some football players, some baseball players. That's the only tea on that.
Okay, other influencers, do you want to tell the one story of the person that you held a full day conversation with and then you've just not answered them?
I know. I just haven't tried again, but it was David Dobrik. And he like, I mean, Lexi came up with the message to send to him, but he answered and then was literally answering back at like lightning speed to my messages and like such a good conversation holder. Like he was the one holding the conversations, asking me questions. It was a great time. If I ever go to LA, maybe something will come of that. Or if he ever comes to Miami, because like I get it because I'm on that same level. Like why would we talk all the time if neither of us we live on the other side of the country. So we had like one full day of like good conversation and then I never talked to him again. But
the options there.
The options there, if I'm ever in LA, I feel like I'm at the point now where if I do plan a trip to LA, I can be like, hey, I'm in LA. And like, I would say as long as he doesn't have a girlfriend by then, like there's a good chance that we could for sure hang out.
Okay, well, how do you feel about his perfume commercial then? Because I've only seen snippets of it, but it seems like he's got a girl in that.
Oh, she's a model. She was paid to do it. But the perfume commercial, oh, I love it. He was so, like, shown in such a different light in that.
It's such a weird product. I truly still don't understand why he came out with perfume.
Tana has a perfume. It's just, listen, he's coming out with a pizza company, a pizza truck. It's called Dobrik's, D-O-U-G-H, Dobrik's.
Interesting. Pizza. That at least makes sense. Like, he looks like somebody. He's
just a businessman. It's just...
Okay.
Business ventures.
Next question. Next question. As an influencer, do you feel like you use your image or body for likes and money? No. Especially me. One, I'm not making that much money and I'm not getting that many likes. Two, I post pictures of like me in like jeans and Doc Martens today. So like, no.
But even when I post pictures like of in a bikini, it's not, I don't really care what anyone else has to say about it. It's because I'm proud of my body and I like the pictures. Like I never do it like, oh, I'm gonna post a bikini picture just so I get more likes or just so I'll get boys will follow me. Like I don't care about that. It's just that I like the picture and I live in Florida. I get that all the time when people are like, do you like own shirts that actually cover your stomach? And I'm like, I live in Florida. It is 90 degrees. If I wear a shirt that covers my stomach, I'm literally drenched in sweat. So that is why I'm always in crop tops and bikinis. Lexi's cat is freaking out.
Yeah, what is Rita doing? Rita, girl, what's wrong? She's like having a full-on conversation with herself because her food is gone.
Hi, are you? Is that really what it's about?
Yep.
That's why she was
just hungry. Okay.
Just fat cat. But anyway, yeah. All right. No. If I was using my image or if I was using my body for likes and money, you best believe I would have an OnlyFans. 100%. 100%. But I'm not there.
100p. So. Okay. Any tea on other influencers or YouTubers? And I added specifically in the cheer world because there were other people that were like, do you not like people in the cheer world? So I feel like, because that's the only really tea that you would even know. Like, it's not like we have tea that we're like super close with other influencers.
The cheer world, especially like many other gyms, are just filled with fake people. So like you see people at competitions and they're like nice to your face, but like, you know they're not behind your back. But I don't really have tea on like specific people. I don't associate myself to drama at all. So I just like,
I would say there's a couple though that you know of that are pretty famous that are maybe not the same people that they appear to be.
Well, yeah, and I'll just leave it at that. With a lot of influencers, although on the other end of the spectrum, influencer wise, everyone that we've had on the podcast.
So freaking genuine and nice.
Genuinely nice.
Yeah.
Gretchen was like, which I feel like hardly, not, I don't know, but Gretchen was like so much nicer. Not that she's not nice in her videos, but you know what I'm trying to say? Like so genuine and just so.
Oh, see, I expected that. But she was a lot. I don't know. It's so hard because I look at us and I'm like, oh, we're regular people. Why would these influencers want to talk to us and be our friend and like go on the podcast? And then we have conversations with them and we get to know them. And I'm like, wow, I could genuinely be this person's friend in real life. Like, that's what's really cool, I think. So yeah, all of our podcast guests that we've had, I can honestly tell you guys, I would not lie, have been like genuine cool people that we had like real conversations with and still keep in touch with. So
in the cheer world, not so much genuine good people. In the influencer world, very so genuine far, people great. That we've come across.
To be fair, we've only asked people to come on the podcast that we think that would be genuine people.
Absolutely.
But still. Okay, Gabby, do you think you and Lake will ever get back together?
Probably not. Like, we already tried to get back together twice. It already failed twice. And the whole reason the second time failed is because I was worried about it failing again because it already failed once. So why the heck would I get back in a relationship worried about it failing now for a third time? And I feel like at this point, like, I'm 22. I'm at that point where I don't want to just give it, like, hope that it would work out. I kind of want to, like, be in a solid relationship where I'm not worried about that happening, even though obviously you can't ever fully trust someone. You never know what's going to happen eventually, but...
But no, I understand. I feel a lot more secure in my relationship now than I have in the past. Like, I don't... Yeah, I agree.
And we're great friends. Like, he literally texted me today and was like, hey, there's BOGO Starbucks 2-7. And I was like, hey, thanks for the update.
I didn't get that text. And I saw the app and it said happy hour. And I was like, what does that mean? And then I just never clicked on it. Thanks, Lake.
Yeah, I didn't either. And he texted... I know, but I couldn't even go because I was so busy today. But no, great friends. And he was, you know, I feel like I don't regret anything in our relationship at all. And I feel like he got me through probably like the most important times in my life between college and everything. I wouldn't have been able to survive any of that without him. Like, he was great and a great support system with me, like moving to Florida, being on my own. I just think we're better off as friends right now. Like, clearly it didn't work out for a reason. So why give it a third try? And yeah, that's that.
I just texted him and said, next time there's buy one, get one Starbucks, hit a sister up, please. Okay. Gabby, is this your last year on 00? The people want to know.
I like don't have an answer for you. I don't know. I mean, I say it is because I feel like, honestly, I feel like I'd be giving into like the standards of cheerleading because I just feel like I'm too old, but like personally I could cheer. Like, I'm gonna be in Miami. I don't have a job where like my job fits cheerleading in. It actually fits cheerleading in better because that's like the type of content I can make, and I work at the gym, so I'm gonna be at the gym anyway. So I don't have an answer for you because I don't tumble, so my body doesn't hurt, so I could keep going. Will I don't know. It's gonna mainly depend if like my friends cheer again, because if not, like, I'm already the oldest girl on the team, so I don't know. But 00 was so much fun. It's not like if I was on TGLC again, I don't think I could handle it. But 00 was literally like we go to practice and we just have so much fun that it doesn't feel like I'm at practice or doing cheerleading or doing full outs. Like, it's honestly a great time. So I don't have an answer for that one. Lexi, do you think you and Sean will get married? When?
I don't know when. Not right now. I'm chilling where we're at. We already live together. We have lived together for a while now. Do I think we will get married eventually? Sure. Do I think it will be next week? No, that was rude. Sorry for everybody that had to listen to that. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, I feel like it seems like we've been dating so much longer than we actually have, but mm-hmm. I mean, it'll be 3 years in June, and in the grand scheme of things, like, that's not that long.
And
I
know. Sean's already been married, which isn't like
Sean got married like wedding. Really young, yeah, and it didn't last like, very long. But for him, he's right. Like, I want to make sure that like we're at the place that we need to be, which like
not even just with each other, just financially, house wise, like just having everything in line before.
I'm still in school, so the thought of planning a wedding right now makes me want to like rip my hair out, like no. And with COVID, no. So yeah, no, it's, and I still feel like not old enough to be married. It's crazy, even though I am 24. I just feel like, I don't know, I can't picture being like my husband. Like, that's strange to me right now. So I feel like we're not ready, if that makes sense. Okay, best moment of 2020, worst moment of 2020. I don't know if I have like a specific best moment of 2020.
I know. My worst moment of 2020 was just the I got broken up with and our grandma passed away within the same week.
Yeah, that was just a bad week.
A bad week.
That was definitely the worst moment of 2020. Yeah. Best moment of 2020? I don't know.
I mean, I guess I would just say graduating college and never having to go to school again.
Yeah, what is that like?
Amazing. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Yeah, I wish I could be done with school. I don't know. Best moment of 2020, like career-wise, I would say signing with management. That was like a big goal of mine. That was really exciting. Starting a YouTube channel. I loved school switching to online. I know that's an unpopular opinion, but I am a homebody, so I liked that. I don't know. I don't have like a specific one moment that was like amazing, but have you ever cheated or been cheated on? Not cheated, have been cheated on.
Haven't been either.
Luckily. Wow, you lucky son of a gun, as usual.
I mean, my first ex-boyfriend, he didn't cheat on me. He broke up with me because he said he had thoughts of getting with another girl.
That's like didn't want noble. That's a noble thing to do.
Her name was also Gabby.
But that's very strange.
Ever done the drugs? Have you ever smoked the marijuana?
We have not. Well, I think Gabby has not. Anything. Okay, no. Yeah, no. That's just not our thing.
I have not vaped. I've not. Yeah. Literally nothing. You can barely even get me to drink alcohol legally at 22.
No shade if you are into those things. We just are not. I mean, health shade. Yeah. Don't smoke or vape because it's really bad for your health. Mm-hmm. But as far as like weed and other drugs, no. We're just not our thing.
I know that there's a lot of times where it's a medical reason and it helps with anxiety and whatever. But yeah, nope. Neither of us have done it.
Okay. Political views. And we'll just already like loop this in. Are you religious? Are you saving yourself for marriage? All of those sorts of taboo questions. So as far as political views, I feel like I can answer for both of us when I say we're very socially like liberal in the sense that mm-hmm. we very much stand behind equality. We stand behind, you know, the LGBTQ community. We stand behind all of that. We think you should be able to choose whatever you want to do with your own body. And that's that. I don't know. To me, it's just so weird that there's even another side to that. Like,
I know.
It's just so weird.
The side of politics where it's like you have to be one side or the other. I hate the two-party system. It's like I believe what I believe in and I shouldn't have to believe fully of one person over the other. And I know you don't have to. You, especially this year, you just have to take the best of the two. But it's like, really? This is the best we got? Of all people. All people that could run for president, this is the best we got.
Yeah, and as far as like political views economically, I'm still learning and growing and I don't think I side with one side or the other, but I definitely have some economic views from, you know, a Republican standpoint. But as far as like the way human lives go in society, I think it's a no-brainer what we stand up for, you know.
Absolutely.
That's that. Religious, we grew up Catholic. We both have been baptized. Okay, well, we both had communion.
Let's rewind before that. So our parents got married in a church. My dad was not religious, so they told my parents, in order to get married in the church, you have to raise your kids to be Catholic and have their communion. So what did our parents do? Raise us to be Catholic until we had our communion, and then we never went to church again.
It's not that we weren't Catholic anymore. Like, Mom still very much is. It's just we stopped going to like Sunday school every Sunday and like
church ever.
Yeah, we didn't get confirmed, so in that sense, like, do I believe there is a higher power, another being, like, something to have faith in, or, you know, do I believe, yes, do I think it's a specific religion that I believe? No. I do believe in, like, manifestation and, like, the power of positive thinking and the universe.
In general.
Do I think there is a God? Maybe, but do I think it's one guy who follows these strict beliefs and you can only do those things? No, I don't.
Yeah, I fully believe that the power of prayer is huge and there is like something to believe in and have faith in it. I do think I believe more in like the universe and manifestation than necessarily praying to a God. But we did grow up Catholic. Those were our religious beliefs as a growing up. But yeah, we aren't the most religious specifically to a specific religion.
Yeah, I feel like we are still figuring it out, you know?
Also that. Going into that, saving yourself for marriage. So this is another one of those kind of beliefs specific to a religion. And it's not necessarily one that we grew up fully like standing by. Like, our parents never, you know, it just wasn't something in our house that was super strict, because like I said, we aren't super religious in that sense. So it is not something that we...
No, we're not saving ourselves for marriage. Do. Like, I don't know why you're making this a beat around the bush question and making this like a long answer.
Well, because I'm saying it's not like we're whoring around.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's not necessarily our religious belief. So it's not something that we hold a value to. So that's why.
Right. There you go. And if you do, aren't doing that it. Is amazing. That is your belief. Good for you. Yeah. Right. Okay. Moving on, because Gabby's in a very rambly mood right now. Okay. Someone asked us to do the rice purity test. I had no idea what this was. Okay.
I remember taking it in high school.
I've never heard of this.
It comes back every now and then. And it's like a trend on TikTok right now that everyone likes green screens in front of their thing. And it's like, guess my score. So, what was your score?
55. What was yours?
Ooh, 60. Barely even over.
Ooh, yours. But I'm shocked yours is over mine. That's very surprising.
Questions were,
they were very weird. It was like for all over the place with like things that I feel like every single person in the world has done to things where I'm like, no, right. I'd be in jail, like, right. It was weird, but very interesting. So Gabby's a bit more scandy than me, whatever that means.
I feel like some of the questions were literally like, I don't know, like not even bad, but I don't know why they would be on that. But I've seen people with scores in literally the 90s. So
okay, next, what was the family thing that finally ended? So if you guys have heard us talk about this, yeah, it's not even over yet. We are going to do, I promise, an entire episode dedicated to this,
which I would say this is the one thing that we have avoided because it's a court situation that has not been fully done yet. That this also wraps into the why I'm scared of men situation. So this is probably the only thing that we've truly avoided on this podcast.
And I, like I said, we will do an entire episode, but that is not today. I'm sorry. Just because it's still ongoing and yeah. But
I don't even know what we can talk about yet. Yeah. So, yeah.
That is that.
We will when we can. I promise. A whole episode dedicated to it. But for right now, we still have to unfortunately avoid it.
Okay. I thought this was a really funny question. Weird flexes. I feel like
okay.
We have so many.
I used to be able to solve the Rubik's Cube, which I'm so sad I can't do anymore. I kind of want to learn it again. I know every word to Not Afraid by Eminem.
No, I would say your burping is a weird flex.
I was
flex.
A mathlete. Oh, okay, cool. I mean, it's kind of a weird flex that I was a mathlete in seventh grade, too, but...
Yeah, but your burping is definitely a weird flex.
Yeah, I am a professional burper, which I don't... In that same thing, I, like, only burp. I literally never fart.
Mm, what's that like?
Yeah, you wouldn't know that one.
Okay.
But I burp like a man. They don't smell 90% of the time. They're just powerful.
Everybody had to hear it. I'm leaving it in the podcast, so sorry, people. Okay, what did you say is a weird flex that I have?
You are?
I'm, like, really good at being a Karen if I have to. Like, you know the stereotype?
Yeah.
Like, if you need me to get something done, girl, it'll be done. Like, that is that.
I would say friendship bracelets.
What?
Always making it's a, like, you just are good at making them, you're fast at making them, you're really
okay,
good.
Okay, great.
Making friendship bracelets
like the string ones is apparently my weird flex.
Trying to think of what else.
I can eat a lot, like, weird flex, but okay,
not as much as you used to in high school. To eat you a could ton. Like down 7 pounds of food in one sitting.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, I guess I don't have any weird flexes then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
I've just thought about this question because I get asked it all the time on my, like, Q&A's on my Instagram, so that's how I had answers lined up. But
all right, well, come back to me on that one, because apparently I have nothing to weird flex. Oh, I can, like, touch my tongue to my nose. I can bite my toenails if I needed to, weird things like that.
And by if she needed to, she means that it's easier and she doesn't
know. But I could.
All right, next question. How do you spend your time when you're not doing work, social media, or school? What time?
No, at night. Okay, so for me, I like to put on a fall candle, like, specifically right now, put on a fall candle and watch either vlogs that are relaxing or TV. So right now I'm watching The Bold Type on Hulu, and I love it. What else am I watching right now? Gabby and I are watching How to Get Away with Murder together, even though I've already seen it, and that's also a good one. Sean and I are watching Designated Survivor, and I think we're going to go back and rewatch Stranger Things. So, yes, I like to just do a whole lot of nothing on my phone and on TV.
I was going to say, yeah. I'm always scrolling through TikTok or just watching YouTube, or 9 times out of 10, we're FaceTiming each other and watching something, whether yeah. it's Big Brother, How to Get Away with Murder, or just hanging out together.
Virtually.
So that's... Although, I did book a ticket.
Oh, you did?
I'm coming home next weekend.
Cool. Yeah.
I have a dentist appointment. My wisdom teeth are coming in, so I got to go home and get those checked out. Make sure they're not going to screw up my pearly whites. Just kidding.
We'll get some more podcast content for yeah. you guys, too, picture-wise.
I don't want to, yes, for sure we need to, but I don't want to wait too long. Like, my wisdom teeth aren't terribly painful at all. Like, I had them be painful for like 2 days and they didn't hurt again, but I just don't want to wait too long and have them screw up my teeth. So going home to get those checked out. Next question. Is there anything you miss from your past relationships or friendships?
I would say there's definitely some things from friendships that they were like not good to be in my life anymore, but I miss certain aspects of that person, or that like what we used to do hanging out, you know, like specifically mm-hmm. I can think of a couple friends that were really fun people, but just not like, I guess, in the same lifestyle path as me right now. So like, for example, because I'm in dental school, I just can't hang anymore. I can't go out and stay up late like I used to, but like when I was friends with them, I could stay out till 4 a.m. So I don't know, just mm-hmm. stuff like that, I guess.
I feel like before I moved to Florida, especially the 3 years leading up to it, like when I was on American Elite and then when I was on Reign, I had a best friend that was one of those best friends where you know that you're their best friend too. It's like you two are only best friends, but you do everything together. And I would say, first of all, I miss both of them dearly, the two like main friendships that I had. But I feel like ever since I've been at Top Gun, I don't have that, where it's like me. I have my one best friend.
It's Sean.
Yeah. And so within that is also kind of what I miss in my past relationships, because I feel like that was kind of, when you're in a relationship, it's like you're each other's number one. So I would say that's the one thing I miss most in general about my past friendships and my relationship, is just having someone that like you're each other's number one go-to at all times.
Hello, what am I, chop liver?
Okay, well, you're not here.
True. Fair enough.
It would be different if you were here, then yeah, I would feel that way. I wouldn't need anyone else, but you're not here, so...
Okay, next question. What goes through your head before you post a selfie? It depends on the selfie, but honestly, I am more like, I look at it almost as like an objective,
not a piece of art, but like, do I like the way it's edited? Do I like the background? Do I like the yeah. color scheme? And less about like my personal face, honestly. Like, to me, Instagram is a hobby, not because it's pictures of me. It's just curating that feed, editing it, you know, mm-hmm. taking pictures in different outfits.
It's more of like the fun behind yeah. it, and the like I said earlier, like, it's not something we do for the likes. It's something we do because we like the picture, we like the way it looks.
Lately before
I post a picture, it's been, is Instagram going to show this to my followers or keep it hidden? Because
right, the algorithm is again, horrible. It's insane.
Yeah,
but I would say personally, what's the one thing I'm looking at?
Our noses.
I mean, we have the same insecurities as everyone else, right? The noses is a big one. I can only take pictures from one side of my face. And then, of course, everyone looks at their body and picks apart their body. And if there's a picture that they don't look good in, I'm not going to post it just because the background looks cute. Like, obviously, we have the same insecurities as literally everyone else in the world. That obviously you look at those before you really post a picture.
Update. Lake just texted me back and said, I'm so effing sorry, LOL. You should have been the first person I told. I know you like the deals. That is a weird flex. That's a weird flex. I found yeah. it. Coupon queen. I can find you a deal on anything. That is my number one weird flex. That is hilarious. Thank you for that, Lake, because I never would have thought of that. Okay. What is a habit that your sister has that you absolutely hate? I can go first if you want.
Go ahead, because I have mine too.
The fact that she isn't very good at explaining things or helping with things, that is something that drives me yeah. literally insane. If she
stems from when we were in AP Calc together,
whenever I ask her to like explain something to me, she'll say it like one way, and if I don't get that exact thing that she said, that's it. Like, it's like, oh, you're stupid, I don't know how to help you. So frustrating.
Because 9 times out of 10, I genuinely don't know how to help you, and she just expects me to have every answer in the world.
No, just the things that I know you know
yes,
how to do.
Yes. No, like the Polaroid situation, had no idea.
You didn't even try.
The question you had today, editing your video, had no idea.
Whatever.
Anyway.
I'm such a problem solver that I feel like if she asked me, I would have Googled it and found her a step-by-step tutorial. Actually, that did happen today when she asked me what appliance she should bring to Camp Geneva, or when she asked me things, I find her the link, I find her the best deal, and I send it to her. Gabby just goes, I don't know.
That's something you're good at. I am not good at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My thing about Lexi is, which also happened in the car on my drive home, when she was asking me about something to help her with, she gets so frustrated that, like, it's like I didn't, like, she takes her anger out on me without realizing it, and then I'll say something that's like, hey, like, why are you in a bad mood, or I'll like say something like that might come across as snippy because I'm just annoyed she's taking out her anger on me, and then she like pops off on me, and I'm like, I'm not in a bad mood, I'm not yelling at you, I was just telling you to calm down because no one's mad at you and you're taking it out on me.
Because I was mad at you and I was taking it out on you on purpose.
But why? I didn't do anything. It wasn't my problem for you to take it out on me. It was the computer and you took it out on me.
You didn't help though, so.
Because I didn't know how. I was in a car. I couldn't research it for you. I was driving.
Let's be honest. If you were sitting on your couch in front of your computer, you still wouldn't have researched
it. I still wouldn't have. Because it's something I really didn't know how to do, and it's like, well, we have the same Google, so if you look it up, you can find it.
You're the worst. Okay, next question. Is Gabby trying to separate herself from the cheer world?
Not separate myself, just I don't want to make only cheer content. Like, I don't want to post only cheer podcasts. I don't, when I do a Q&A, I don't want it to only be cheerleading. I'm not just a cheerleader. Like, there's so much more to me than that, and I want to show that side more. So that's why I'm not trying to separate myself. I'm just trying to show all sides of me. And I'm also trying to prepare myself in my content for the future when I'm no longer a cheerleader.
Yeah.
And I want to gain a more engaged following that wants me for me and not just me for cheerleading.
That's kind of how I feel too, because my dental stuff, specifically dental school vlogs on my YouTube, have been performing way better than like regular videos that I just enjoy making. So I'm like kind of struggling between like, yes, that may be my like my niche that sets me apart right now, but that's not going to be what I do forever, and there's so much more to me that I enjoy. So I'm trying to build a following not just in the dental community but also outside of that also. So I feel you, dog. Picking up what you're putting down. Okay, when are we going to see some podcast merch? Actually
it says podcast March.
I wrote March. I meant merch. We have some things in the works, like short term, like things. Little things that we're personally making, but as far as like real merch, we need y'all to spread the podcast. We need to grow this podcast a little bit more before we release merch. So Screenshot this episode right now, post it on your Instagram story, tell your friend, tell your mom's friends, tell your grandpa's friends, anybody that you think would be interested in this podcast, like send them our way, because we want to grow the Chicken Noodle Scoop fam even larger, because that's when we're able to put out things like merch for you guys. And I think we have some really cute designs in the works, and we know what we want. We just need to be able to execute that, I guess. So I guess when we grow the podcast a little bit more, that's when you'll see some merch from us. But look forward to some little things here and there, because we're working on that as well.
If you could cut one word from the English language, what would it be and why? Mine would be phlegm. Why? Because who the heck spelled it with a PH and a G?
So you don't like the spelling?
It's already a gross word. Well, like, okay, phlegm itself is already gross. It's mucus in your mouth. Then all of a sudden, now we're going to also give it a gross spelling and a gross name. Why can't we call it
mucus?
I don't know.
That's what it is.
Sure. Even that would be better. But phlegm, ugh, that would be mine.
Okay, great.
Yours?
Mine would be slut. Not because of the meaning. I just don't like the way it sounds when it comes out of your mouth.
Yeah. See, like, whore.
Whore is funny.
It just comes right off the tongue. Whore. Oh, such a fun word.
I just don't like that word. I feel like there's so many worse words, like, that don't bother me. But that one just really gets to me for some reason, the way it sounds coming out.
Yeah.
Just not a fan. So that one, I guess. Plus, it's not nice. But, like, whore is funny if you're jokingly calling someone. But I just don't like the way the word sounds.
My mom a whore, my dad a whore. I call them a whore because he watched Elf before us at Thanksgiving last year, and that was a whore move.
Hear that, Dad?
His reaction to that was so funny. Yeah, whore, don't do it again if you're listening to this.
Okay, Can you give an actual number of how much you get from sponsors, Gabby?
Well, I can't because it's like everything is different. I would say the most I got paid is...
How about you talk about...
It's like bundled.
Yeah, how about you talk about your very first paid brand deal? What did you make? Because that's something that's gone and passed.
Like probably like $50.
Okay.
My very first brand deal was like an Instagram post for the Walgreens app for like $50 or something. I don't know. I also can't tell you how much I make for certain brands because it's literally in contract that I'm not allowed.
Yeah.
My highest paying brand deal was a couple thousand, but it was grouped in with YouTube and Instagram and like Instagram stories, like it's grouped together. I don't really have a set rate, especially now that I have management, which I found out I was getting scammed before at how low I was charging brands until I got management, and now they're like literally quadrupling the amount I was getting.
Shout out to you, Aaron.
Yeah, it's not like a set number. Yeah, it's not a set number, and I don't know the ratio, so that's why I can't literally tell you how much I make.
Okay, great. I probably could, but it's not that exciting, so we'll just move on.
I mean, it is, because you just started getting paid brand.
It is exciting, but I feel like they're not consistent enough yet to be able to talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. What fame... Oh, we already went over. Is that the last question? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Gina Marie!
What famous... Oh, my God. He hasn't been on my For You page, so I'm going to go search him.
Does he still make TikToks?
Too bad his name's not Gina Marie, though. I can't find him.
Gina Marie. I have the video saved. Oh, I could just watch. I like the original, like, OG funny TikTokers. I feel like there's so many people on there now that I'm like, this just isn't that funny. My For You page has also sucked recently. Okay, Gabby's dancing. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was literally just doing the savage. Anyway.
We've had some longer.
Our last question that we had written down was what famous TikTokers, influencers, but we already did that. So that was our last question without even realizing it.
We've had some longer episodes recently, so we wanted to give you guys a little bit shorter of an episode. It's still going to be around the 40-minute mark, it looks like, but we hope you guys enjoyed. Get excited because we're going to have a spooky true crime episode coming soon and an exciting guest. So hopefully that will be the next two episodes in October. So yippee-ki-yay, get excited.
And then one of those we can probably do in person finally, because I'll finally be home.
Okay. Yeah,
I got a lot to do.
Okay, we will stop rambling. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We love the support that you guys give. Go follow us on the podcast Instagram, chickennoodle_scoop, because there are going to be some exciting giveaways when we reach some milestones on there. So share the page.
Share this with your friends, your dogs, your family, your grandpa, whoever it is, share it. You know, yeah, grow the audience. Help us do that. We love connecting with you guys, and we'd love to connect with even more of you.
Yeah, so we just did.
I hope you enjoyed this episode.
We just did a whole post Q&A on the podcast Instagram, so if you're not following us, you missed out on that.
We should do that more often.
Yeah, it was a really nice way to answer your guys' questions. So go give us a follow there and look forward to some cool posts, some interacting with us. With that being said, that is it, ladies and gents, cauliflower heads, chicken noodle scoopers, party people whores. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Chicken Noodle Scoop. See ya later.
Bye.